And thank you for joining us. This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. This weekend, Sterling College is cutting the ribbon on several small new buildings, as well as renovations to the newly named Ryan Fried Center for Sustainable Agriculture and Food Systems. VPR's Charlotte Albright stopped by the Craftsbury campus as preparations were underway for the ceremony.
As a Sterling College trustee, Ryan Fried spearheaded the school's divestment of fossil fuel company stocks. He died suddenly last year at the age of 65. Standing near turkey pens, close to the site of two new small buildings for horseshoeing and composting, Sterling President Matthew Durr says naming the cluster facility supporting programs in sustainable agriculture and food systems is a fitting legacy to Fried.
Great loss to his family, of course, who have remained close with the college, and also his colleagues. He was the founder of Clean Yield Asset Management and a real leader in looking at socially responsible investing.
And donors are investing in Sterling. The center's expansion is funded by a $250,000 challenge grant from an anonymous foundation. And this weekend, Sterling announces a new $1 million donation. As Durr points to the grassy site for a new draft horse barn, he says the school is not embarking on a big capital campaign and is working hard to renovate small barns built by students 25 years ago. The school has survived financial challenges, but now 125 students are enrolled, up about 25% from 2 years ago. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.